Kia ora, my name's Joseph Hullen. I'm a member of Matapōpiti. We're standing here on the terraces and looking across the river, there is a piece of text from the evidence given by a Ngāi Tuahuriri Rangatira, Wiramu Te Uki. The text says, ko o tākaro te ingoa o te awa nei, nō kū tēnei whenua. It goes on to say that this is where he gathered his eels and fished for other kai. As a statement of rangatiratanga and identity, this is an important one for Ngāi Tuahuriri and Ngāi Tahu and even Māori to see these statements of identity and rangatiratanga in front of them in the midst of a busy metropolis.
One of the aspirations of Ngāi Tuahuriri was build to bring nature back to the city. And so wherever possible, we wanted to create in-stream habitat to provide refugia for native species. And this case, under this platform, there is an area out of the current where eels can congregate and ambush prey or food as it drifts down current. Like all First Nations, fish is an important and a large part of our diet. And like most First Nations, we have a fish that we depend on for the majority of our calories. Tuna, like salmon, is a really oily flesh. Like salmon, they live their life in one environment and then they breed and spawn and die in their birthplace. They come here as glass eels about September, October every year. They develop, spending anything between 25 and 80 years in some cases, reaching sexual maturity, and they then migrate en masse into the deep ocean trenches somewhere around Tonga. The beauty of tuna is the high calorie flesh, excellent for getting you lots of calories during the coldest parts of the year. We harvest tuna when they're leaving our freshwater system going out to breed. That way we can keep a track on the numbers that we're taking. We're also taking the fish in their physical prime. We can manage the numbers we're taking by ensuring that the breeding females are allowed to go through untouched and harvesting mainly from the smaller sized males. The beauty of this created habitat means that children, tamariki mokopuna, their parents, kaumātua can interact with native species in the middle of the city. So that could be from as simple a thing as watching papango, the little black scope, dive to the bottom of the river to feed, to watching eels, tuna, come out from underneath the platform in search of a morsel from all of the humans. You also see trout occasionally, flounder, pātiki, and inaka and whitebait. Even better, with all of the native plantings along the river corridor to bring the songbirds back in as well. Songbirds provide food for the soul. And occasionally, the bigger ones were kai back in the day. That's another story.